Welcome to Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu. This is a weekly public affairs program designed to keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties.
And a good evening to you. I hope you've all had a great weekend, and I thank you for joining me tonight to discuss the Jersey Shore. My guest on the show tonight is Shannon Kalesa of the Jackson Township-based nonprofit Jake's Got This. And then Dana Alexander joins us for a look at what's going on in Ocean and Monmouth County this week. The Jackson Township-based nonprofit Jake's Got This is holding their second annual Police versus Fire Charity Softball Game fundraiser on May 6th over at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, the home of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, to help kids like Jake, who is 10 years old and are battling cerebral palsy. Jake's mom, Shannon Kalesa, says whoever wins between police and the fire team that day plays a team that Jake is putting together. Shannon joined me and Dave Crossan recently on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. That's on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. to discuss this upcoming game and this upcoming fundraiser, but all the information you need to know about Jake's Got This, about Jake, and about so much more. You told such a great, beautiful story last year about how you were just on a mission to help Jake and how it turned into a foundation and it turned into so much more to help out so many different kids. And then part of that fundraising effort was the Police versus Fire charity softball game between the Jackson Police Fire Departments at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood last year. And such a success that it's coming back for a second round here. So to start with that game last year, how did it go? I mean, it sounded like it went really well, but what was it like that day with the Police versus Fire charity game last year?
We had such a great time at the ballpark, and it really opened our eyes to a lot of stuff. Very cool. We had a very big turnout. We were hoping, being a new charity, being our first year, we were hoping, all right, if I get 150, 200 people out there, it'd be great.
Sure.
We finished out just a little over 300.
Nice.
Wow.
The police department faced off against the fire. Poor fire guys. I'm very sorry, but the police department whooped their butt.
Oh, boy.
And then the police department then faced off against a team that Jake put together
Okay.
kids with cerebral palsy and gross motor delays.
Okay.
They went out with some help from the fire department.
There you go.
So I guess all the fire department needed was a little help from Jake's friends.
Just a little push.
After that,
yes.
Jake's friends beat the fire department
ringers
for the day.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. The kids had a great time, and it kind of opened my eyes a little bit more to what we were doing. Originally, as we talked about, my goal was to get as many kids into these out-of-the-box therapies that I know work, that I've seen proven through Jake. That day, though, we had quite a few kids, just seeing the looks on these kids' faces, coming around the bases, sitting in the dugout, hanging out, being so excited. We had one little boy who came to me and said, I really want to play, but I just want to sit in the dugout. I said, well, how are you planning on doing that?
Right.
I'm scared. He's in a wheelchair. He goes, I've never done it before. I want to cheer everybody on. I want to be with everybody, but I don't want to be out there.
Okay.
So I said, sure, we'll get you a jersey. You can hang out in the dugout. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm going to get a police officer or fireman to carry you around those bases if I have to. Like, we're going to make this happen. He got out there. The fire department said, nah, man, no. Come on, we're going to get you out there. They got him up. He hit it, like, solid in the center field on his
own
from his wheelchair.
Oh. This is a professional ballpark, too.
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not.
Yes. We were all like, oh, my God. The end of the day, he came off the field so happy. I never had the chance to do that. That was so cool. So happy.
Love that.
And I got a call a couple of weeks ago from his physical therapist to let me know that he joined the Jackson Challenger softball league.
Ah, there you go.
Love that.
Because he got over his fear of being able to be out there.
That's awesome.
So hearing that stuff, we were like, all right, not only do we have to help on the medical side, but these kids aren't getting the opportunity to do the fun stuff a lot of times.
Mm.
Because of financial reasons, because it's a lot of work.
Sure.
Because some of them have parents that might be older and can't carry them around the baseball field,
right,
or, you know, can't be so hands-on. So we said, you know what? We got to start putting together some of these fun events, too. Some of them will be community events for everybody to come hang out and see just what these kids can do. Right. And some of them will be smaller things, focused just on those kids to show them themselves what they can do and give them the confidence in themselves to try new things.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I think with just how much fun the kids had, and everybody else for that matter, last year, I think it'll make this second annual Police versus Fire charity softball game all the more packed and fun, and everybody was like, hey, you know what? That was a lot of fun. I want to get involved with this. So
when we were leaving last year, everybody passing me on the way, I was going, we're doing this again next year, right?
That's great.
Can we get
That's when you know it was
involved?
A success.
Like, sure.
Absolutely.
So what is going to happen with the second annual game? So give us all the details. We want to know.
our second annual game will be May 6th.
Okay.
Doors open at 1. Game starts at 2. Police and firemen will face off first. The winners of that will, again, Jake put a new team together this year.
Boy.
We have 6 new players that are joining us for Jake's team. They'll be out there on the field with their PTs. I have a couple of parents involved, and whichever team does not make the final round, whether it's the police or the fire, some of those guys will be out in the field to help these kids as well.
Oh, that's great.
We'll have raffles. We have a dunk tank where we're doing...
Uh-oh.
They will trade off. We have 2 firemen and 2 police department guys. We'll be trading off for the dunk tank, so you can come out and try to knock one of them into the water.
Okay.
Food and bars will be open.
There you go.
Great family day. It's $20 for adults. Kids under 10 are free.
Very reasonable.
So
nice.
Be a great family day. Our police department and our fire department do have a friendly little bet going on.
Oh.
They knew that was coming.
Watch out, Jackson Police, Jackson Fire.
not only are they, you know, who's going to win on the field, but they're trying to see who can bring more fans in. Who's got the best fans, more
like
police
that.
Or more fire? So that should be interesting, too. It is, you just mentioned Jackson PD versus Jackson Fire. Last year, both the guys had asked me, hey, can we invite guys from other towns?
Okay.
I'm not
sure, unfortunately, which towns are included. I got a captain from Jackson and a captain from team captains from each house.
Gotcha.
And I left the team building up to them.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
They can pick their own towns and see.
I
where
know
they think the best
there's some pretty good police
from.
Softball teams around Ocean County.
Yes, there are.
Yes, I have a feeling a few of them were from there last
Very
year.
Very competitive. So yeah, it's going to be good.
Yes,
I know firsthand how good the Toms River Police Department softball team is.
I was there earlier today talking with those guys.
So Jake is putting together his own team. Is there any? Way for people to volunteer or to get involved in any way with this second annual game?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, www.jakescottthis.org, there's ways to comment or to connect with us through there. There's a simple, you send us your information and I'll get back to you, let you know what we still need, what's still open. This year we are including vendors. We have a couple of vendors in so far that'll be on the concourse level. It's $200 a table. We're trying to get more like physical therapy companies, health places, things that our families are going to need and look for and that are always struggling to find a good new PT around here or a good new OT or a place that does bracing for legs, arms. So we do have a few of them in there. We'd like to get a few more.
Okay.
Most of us, like I said, most of our stuff is either on our website or on our Facebook page, Jake's Got This Foundation.
So anybody thinking about signing up to be a vendor or sponsor or anything, just go to the website?
Yep.
Or just donate money. Somebody wants to make a donation, that's great.
That's amazing, too. Absolutely.
Right. And again, just to circle back on this point as well, so all the money raised with this event is going to Jake's Got This, and what are some of the ways that this event, this fundraising event, will help out?
As you know, last year we were focused, my goal last year was to get one child up to an intensive therapy in Rochester, New York. It's a week-long session up there. They do 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon.
Okay.
It's $3,300 for the week. It is not covered by insurance.
Gotcha.
And then you have the cost of staying, and then you've got the cost of equipment that they recommend coming home. My goal was one kid. Somebody pushed me into asking 3 kids, and we actually were able to do 4 kids.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Last year up there.
Wow.
As well as a host of other things. So this year we do have 3 more kids, new kids that we're trying to give that same opportunity to.
Okay.
So this game will go to covering their stay up there and covering their equipment needs when they come home. It'll also go to covering smaller things like PT here, outside the box PT, aqua therapy, horseback riding, different equipment that they can use at home to train and work daily. Maybe not so intensely hard when they have to leave the house to go, but something they can do just to kind of help them be more independent around the house.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, a lot of different ways to get involved, get active.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Grow, build strong muscles and everything, and you know, get involved in different social activities, which I think is great.
Yeah,
I think it all helps.
The social activities are probably my favorite. I love seeing the kids. Yeah. And it's great for Jake, and I know a lot of parents are on the same page as I am. A lot of us feel very alone, and our kids feel very alone because they feel like we're the only ones just like me.
Okay.
Especially Jake. Jake is not cognitively impaired. He's only physically impaired. So he's in regular school. He's the only one with CP in his school. So to him, he's like, why is it just me?
Yeah.
Well, now I do stuff like this. We're bringing kids in from Tom's Over Howell Brick, and we are finding kids, even in the same age group, that are just like him. And it's doing wonders for their self-esteem.
Sure, absolutely.
We have a group of little girls that we are in the works of getting together for pedicures and pizza.
There you go.
Very nice.
You know, it's because some of the younger girls are starting to go through that, why me? Why am I the only one? And I have some older girls that have been participating and volunteering their time with us.
That's great.
That have it, that go, no, we want to sit down and tell these little girls, like, look, it's a hard road. You got to work, but
sure.
Look where you can be. Mm. I have a job now. I can drive a car now. I'm going to college now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Stuff that they can look forward to, realizing, hey, we can do this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, the challenge and the tough road ahead, but yeah, there are people around who could help and that you could do it too, that you could achieve any dream that you have now. Anything that you want to do is within your reach.
And that's part of the reason we do the bigger community events too. Not only so these kids know, but hey, show your neighbors, show the people around you, hey, just a little bit of help or just changing the way you do something just a little bit, all the stuff that these kids can do for the community or can do around the community. As they're growing up, help them get that first job. You know, help them volunteer other places. Show them the things, show the community the things they can do.
Yeah.
As well as themselves.
They're just as equal members of our community as everybody else.
Absolutely.
You know, it's we're all welcome. We're all here to play ball and have pizza.
Absolutely.
And, you know, go scuba diving, which I know Jake loves. So, I mean, it's all
great.
Here for everybody.
That was such a cool experience.
He had so much fun.
He did, and we ended up sponsoring 6 more kids to do that
nice.
As well.
That's great.
And they were, some of them were a little nervous getting in.
Sure. I mean, I would be too.
I was going to say that as well. I would be too.
He wants to get certified now, and they said, you can take him. I was like, I'll find somebody to bring him.
Here.
I'm not doing that. That's too much. But the Handicapped Scuba Diving Alliance, they work with veterans and special needs kids.
Okay.
They were amazing. I mean, they spent a lot of time out of the water just to make sure the kids were comfortable with the masks and everything and slowly step them into the water. And that was another just great day of kids coming out of the water going, did you see what I just did? I'm like,
oh, that's a
moment of pride.
That? Yeah.
Big time game coming up in a few weeks. The second annual Police versus Fire charity softball game to fundraiser to benefit Jake Scott. This and everything. We'll talk more about the game coming up in a little bit. But one of the things you mentioned a little while ago, Shannon, was the money from this game goes to help out kids like Jake who have gone up for treatment in Rochester, New York, and everything. That some of the money will be used to help out kids get that same type of treatment. So for those who don't know or don't know as much about it, with the fundraisers from this game, what is that week of treatment and therapy like in helping a child with cerebral palsy?
Place up there is called the Key to CP Center. When Jake was diagnosed, I was told he will never walk, he will never sit up independently, and he would probably never talk. That was just something I was not willing to accept. So like every mom, you jump on Google, you start trying to research everything possible. Of all things, I ended up coming across a book called The Boy That Could Run But Not Walk.
Mm.
And the entire basis behind this is, as an adult, if you're in a car accident and you can't walk anymore, they work with you. You go to PT, doctors go, okay, we can get you to walk again.
Yeah.
But for babies, if they can't walk and they have the type of brain damage Jake does, they say, huh, that's a shame. They'll never walk.
Mm.
That's when the brain is developing. That's when the brain's the most malleable. Why
Very
would
true.
You not work with a child like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Pia Stamp is the woman who created this program with Dr. Karen Pape. they said, hey, can't we at least try? Like, this is the time. This is the time to train other portions of the brain to do those things that the damaged portions are saying your body can't do anymore. So I tracked down this woman, Dr. Pape, who wrote the book. She was in Canada at the time. I called her, and my husband was like, you're not going to Canada.
Who are you?
We'll talk about that one later, hon.
Yeah.
I get her on the phone. She tells me she's not in practice anymore. But her understudy, Pia, has opened this center. She goes, unfortunately, it's in Rochester, New York. Ooh. I went, unfortunately. She goes, well, where do you live? I said, I'm in New Jersey.
It's a little bit closer than Canada.
And you were going to come to Canada? I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I was. So she put me in touch with Pia. I took Jake up there. First time, he was just about 3 years old the first time we went up there. And went in with his medical records, told them what I was told, and Pia looked at me and she said, so he's never going to walk? I said, that's what she said. She goes, can we try? I said, I didn't drive all this way.
Yeah.
Sure. The first afternoon she had him standing independently, and the second morning he took his first steps at 3 years old. Insurance feels that these intensive programs are not worth it. They say they don't work.
Mm.
I'll be the first one to tell you I watched it work.
Yeah.
The way that she was able to do that was by using other parts of the brain. She had music going, and she had him playing with bubbles.
Interesting.
His creative side of the brain was working. She had him blowing bubbles. She continued to move the bubbles a little further each time.
Okay.
Till they were just out of reach.
Wow. Okay.
And he was still bopping around with the music, and he's looking at the bubbles, and he goes, give me, and he's pulling at them, and she goes, no, you have to get them. And he just looked at her, and he looked at me like, well, what?
So yeah, what's going on here?
Go get them. And I said, well, how are you going to do that, bud? And he looked at me, and I got this grin, and he just goes, I'm going to walk. I said, okay. So we sat there and watched, and I turned my camera on thinking, I don't care if this kid falls. I don't care. He's trying.
Right.
Let's see what happens. And he took those first steps, and I went running over, and I picked him up, and I'm crying, and he's going, the bubbles. And then Peter started yelling at me. She was shining all that work. He gets to the bubbles, and you pick him up right as he's at the bubbles. I'm like, sorry, I was excited.
close enough.
Exactly. I'm like, I'll buy him a whole box of bubbles. Like, come on. And that over the course of the week, she was able to change just the way he knew where his body was in space, the way he realized where his muscles were through simple games at 3 years old, that he realized, if I turn my body into the car, okay, my feet are my headlights. I have to have my headlights out straight before I can walk.
Okay.
My calves and my, you know, these are my engines. This is my gas. All these have to be in line. All these have to be firing for me to walk. She basically put it in his terms, on his level, and he was able to do it.
Oh,
wow.
We've been up there every year since, and that was why when we started this program, I thought I would love to be able to share this with other people.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to have the family support that, you know, the $3,300, although it wasn't cheap, obviously, family, at least around us, everybody chipping in going, no, we're going to get him there. We saw what this can do.
Right.
We'll get him there every year. It's fine. Not everybody has that.
Right.
So I wanted to be that person for these families to
absolutely
get them there, to give these kids these opportunity up there, because it's an amazing week. I had parents come home crying this past year.
Wow.
I had a call from one of the moms as she was up there. You're not going to believe this. I said, what? Her daughter had no use of her left hand at all. She's 14 years old. The second day they were there, she sends me a video of her daughter picking up beans with the hand and moving it over to an egg cart and dropping them in the egg cart and bringing them back. And
that's unbelievable.
The last day there, she was standing at a counter making breakfast with both hands.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Love to hear the mindset it. And showing these kids where the muscles are that need to work.
Yeah.
That was a huge win for me.
That's great. No, I love to hear those kind of that stories of success. Like, hey, this works.
This can work.
You tried it.
And it does.
And like the miracle of it all too. Like you go and then all of a sudden they're walking, they're moving objects around, reaching the bubbles, as you will.
It's not surgical. It's not it's not painful. It's not medication. Like, it's simple thought process.
Teaching everything how to work.
Way. It's an out of the box thought process that works.
Yeah, it's great, and you know, and credit to the therapist as well. Like, hey, listen, we got this. He's like, they'll be able to walk around and move around.
Yeah, she's amazing. We talk to her all the time now. Every time Jake gets into a funk, I call her and she gets on the phone with him. And she's like, really? Great. You're going to quit now? You're going to stop? No, Pia said I have to go. Pia said I have to do this. At least you listen to somebody.
Okay. We all need that coach in our corner, right? With the boxing guy. What's his name? From Rocky, right?
Oh, Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah. Like, in our corner. Like, yes. Come on, Rock.
Yeah. Jake's got a good team in there. Everybody kicking his butt going, let's go. You're not going to give up now, kid.
Nah. Yeah. Give it your all. You know, listen, with any challenges in life, right? We all need that somebody or that team of people like to push us, to keep us going. Say, hey, you could do it. You can do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shannon, what are some of the goals with this upcoming charity game, but also over the course of the year here in 2023? What are some of the goals that you have to help out kids with CP in Ocean County and across New Jersey with Jake Scott this?
We are looking, I'd like to get 3 more kids up to Rochester this year. We are looking into a summer surf program, trying to get that off the ground, with a company that will come out with obviously well-trained surfers that have different types of boards to get these kids out there. They love the scuba program, so we definitely want to get more of that in.
There you go.
Some horseback riding. Again, I mentioned the pedicures and pizzas for the girls.
Nice.
We'd like to do a smaller sports-themed night for the boys to get them together.
There you
Same
go.
Concept.
Like the sound
like
of that.
That support group for the boys, just like we're trying for the girls. In the fall, we're going to kind of do a back-to-school thing for them.
Okay.
Most of these kids have specialized braces that are on their legs, their feet, their ankles.
Mm.
Finding shoes for those braces are impossible. And if you can find them, they're often the old people clunky.
Right.
You know, nothing that a kid wants to be wearing. There's a company that makes special shoes that actually zip all the way around. So you can drop the brace right in and it zips right up.
Oh, wow.
And they're kids' sneakers.
There you go.
They're cool looking.
Nice.
A lot of them look like the Vans or, the Chucks or that kind of stuff.
There you go.
So this past year, I threw it out there last minute. I was ordering them for Jake for school and I thought, let me see if anybody else is interested.
Right. Sure.
We were able to do 22 pairs
for
kids.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Another company has just come out with specialized book bags for the walkers and the wheelchairs. So I back to school thing I'm probably going to launch in August to try to do again those same sneakers and these cool new backpacks for the kids. Our goal is always the same, to get these kids as independent as possible, because that's the one thing they all want to.
Sure. They want to feel like everybody else.
And do, kid stuff.
Shannon, what are some other ways that people can get involved and or donate as well, either for the charity game or throughout the course of the year as well, being a 501c3?
Best bet is our website or our Facebook page. Website is www.jakescottthis.org. On Facebook, we're the Jake Scott This Foundation. Come on out to our events is the best way to get involved and to see what we're doing. We also have a pig roast coming up in the fall.
Oh, there you go.
So that'll be out there on our website. More information on that as we get closer to that.
Mark that down, Dave.
Definitely will.
That'll be in New Egypt. We're starting to move more around Ocean and Monmouth County, trying to pick up more events to spread out further because we want to involve as many kids as possible.
And for people that want to donate, you're a 501c3. So
yes,
for
everything's tax deductible.
There you go. Yep. And I always say this to people, if there's a certain amount you want to donate, don't wait till the end of the year to do it.
Yeah,
you can do it monthly.
Exactly.
We need those donations all year long.
Right. Especially at times, in the beginning of a year where people are waiting to the end to do those donations, do it monthly. Sprinkle it out.
And the beginning of the year is the toughest because none of the grants have been released yet. Everyone's
correct.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, keeping those first few months up and going and like prepping for this game before we were able to get some sponsors in place was a little nerve-wracking. I'm cutting it close because one of the things we do is I try to get businesses to cover the costs of our events before we go live with the events.
Makes sense.
So that all the ticket sales, any donations that day, all that money goes directly to the kids. It's not being spent on the field. It's not being spent on the jerseys.
Right.
So I've been lucky. We've had so many businesses step up to cover those costs.
That's awesome.
And we are fully volunteer. Nobody's taking a paycheck. So those donations going directly to those kids.
Shannon, as we wrap up here, just some reminder details. I know we hit on it early in the conversation, but everything that everybody needs to know about the second annual Police versus Fire charity softball game, which is a fundraiser to help out Jake Scott this Saturday, May 6th, 2 p.m. What do people need to know in terms of attending the game that day, volunteering, donating, becoming a vendor?
Doors open at 1. We have online ticket sales right now are going on. They've already started. You can go to our website for those. We will have some in-person sales well. That'll be on our Facebook page to give you dates and times as well once we secure those.
Sure.
Our fire and police departments a lot of those guys will have tickets on them as well to get out there. And we will be doing tickets at the door as well.
And should people, because I know it seems like there's some recruiting going on here for teams, but should people show up wearing like a police shirt or a fire shirt, you know, stand on one side of the ballpark?
That is it. When you guys get your tickets, we have a police medallion on one side, a fire medallion on the other side.
Okay.
There is that competition of who's got the best fans, who's got the more fans, who's going to show up to support their guys.
Fill the ballpark, people.
You're going to take your part of the ticket and cast your vote, and whichever team brings out the most guys is getting lunch for their department.
I love that.
That's there you go.
Great.
There's some stuff on the line here, people. You got to show up to the ballpark that day.
Not fooling around. This is big stuff. I love it.
Shannon, appreciate your time and coming on the show to talk about the event and all the great stuff with Jake Scott.
I appreciate being here.
That is Shannon Kalesa of the Jackson-based nonprofit Jake's Got This. For all the information you need to know, go to jakesgotthis.org and go to that big-time Police versus Fire charity softball game May 6th.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Avenue.
Dan Alexander now joins us for a look at what's coming up in Ocean and Monmouth counties. Good evening, Dan. What's going on?
Vin, coming up Saturday, Contact of Ocean and Monmouth Counties holds their 36th annual Spring Luncheon and Gift Auction at Spring Lake Manor on Route 71 in Spring Lake from 11 till 3 in support of their 24/7 Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Helpline. Also on Saturday, the Maiden Monmouth Vendor Fair takes place at Brookdale Community College in Lincroft from 10 till 4 with over 150 vendors selling products made in Monmouth County. Friday, May 5th and Saturday, May 6th, Our Lady of Perpetual Health Church of Toms River holds their annual Spring Flea Market at the church on Church Road in Toms River from 9 until 3 to benefit the new church building. And Saturday the 6th, Jake's Got This hosts their second annual Police versus Fire charity softball game at Shoretown Ballpark, home of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Jake's Got This provides guidance and recommendations from experience and help navigating the world of health insurance and support to families with children under the age of 18. To get your nonprofit club or organization's event listed on the community calendar, click the submit link at the top of the community calendar page on this station's website. For Jersey Shore Journal, I'm Dan Alexander.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Avenue.
Well, it's time for me to say goodbye and goodnight. We do have a full look at what's going on in Jersey Shore news on our free Town Square Media family of apps here in Monmouth and Ocean counties, giving you all the information you need to know about what's going on here in our local community. Have a great night and a great week ahead, everybody. Talk to you soon.
This has been Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Avenue, a public affairs presentation of Town Square Media. Join us again next week as we keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on Jersey Shore Journal, please email the host, vin.avenue@townsquaremedia.com.